We're at the beach.
Oh, totally at the beach.
Yeah,
this is nice.
It is nice.
We're at Albert Park.
Albert Park
Beach. Sitting in a little, what would you call this?
A pavilion.
A pavilion.
It's a urination pavilion. We're in the toilets at the beach.
Yeah, it does feel like I'm sitting on a toilet.
It does feel like
it's very...
I feel like I'm sitting on a toilet whilst waiting for a bus.
It's like a bus shelter.
It's kind of that's what it looks like.
It's got a bus shelter vibe to it. This is the Poofcast. Toby's not here. We have the available... We're smelling...
Not always available.
Clearly, you haven't seen your profile on the internet.
Because everybody else has.
Outrageous Scott Brennan.
Hello.
And the fabulous Adam Richard here. The Poofcast. Oh, how big is that fucking bird? Look at that. It's an albatross.
Wow. We're looking out at the water, and there are boats and people with dogs.
Wes has decided that we needed to do this at the beach.
Yes.
For some reason.
No, he said...
It's
no,
winter.
He said beat.
Oh, at the beach.
Yeah, you misunderstood.
No, it's because I live here, and I was like, oh, let's...
I'm not going
let's
anywhere.
Let's do it on the beach. Let's do it on the beach, just so that I don't have to move.
Remember when you lived in Rosebud?
Yes.
Actually, that's where... Oh, no, you don't want to talk about that thing, especially because there's a little kid over there.
There's a little kid. So that we may actually suddenly become really clean during this podcast.
I'd like to see you try.
Because children will go past. And there is a child playing in the sand just over there.
There is a child playing in the sand just over there.
Yeah.
There is a child playing in the sand just over there.
Wes, don't point out that I repeat everything while I'm trying to think
Wes,
of something
don't
to
point
say.
Out that I repeat everything. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God.
Now, okay, I don't have any fish and chips. Go away, seagull.
And you doing it at the beach is going to be a ridiculous idea.
This is either going to be really awesome or not. And I'm putting my money on not at this point.
Because it's so beautiful, though.
It is beautiful.
It's charming.
And is that a dog? What is that in the water? It's a dog.
It's Scott.
Yes.
Scott, get out of the water.
Oh, sorry, guys.
You'll
sorry, guys.
Fill up.
Yeah. They've hired me to dredge.
We can see the Spirit of Tasmania. Have you been on the Spirit?
No. I've never been on the Spirit of Tasmania.
It parked once in his anus for about an hour.
But yeah. But it's great because there was a disco.
And all the other guys in there said, "Oh, get out."
Yes.
No, I've not been on the Spirit. Have you been on the Spirit, Wes?
Yes. I have been when I was in my early 20s. And I thought it'd be really fun. It's really expensive.
Mm.
Yeah.
Very expensive.
I just want to go because there is a disco on there.
There is a disco.
I just want to go to the disco on the Spirit of Tasmania because I reckon that would just be fucking tragic. That would be like Monday night on Grindr. It would just be just really slim pickings.
Is Monday night on Grindr worse than Monday night at the Peel?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
No, because everyone's at Coles on Monday night.
I've been single for 2 years. Right. You think I'd, work out how Grindr works. But it does. I'm not good at it.
Everyone's at Coles.
Monday night, supermarket night.
Really? Is it?
Have you picked up at the supermarket?
No, but I don't pick up anywhere. Seriously, go to Monday and Tuesday nights. Pick a supermarket, any supermarket.
Really?
And everyone's there.
In a city, and you'll find lots of cruising.
Really?
Lots. Absolutely. Especially near the potatoes.
Why near the potatoes?
That's where all the people... Because, do you know why? Because people can stand for a while and look and pick up pieces of fruit and like avocados and kind of feel them and hover
and then
while
like,
they're actually cruising someone
else. And you just like walk up to someone and come up with some stupid quiz like, what's the difference between asparagus and a potato?
Where are you going to Coles? Some sort of twink Coles.
Yeah. What's the difference between a Brillo pad and cat food?
I didn't know Constable Troy worked at Coles.
He does. Yeah, well, he's got a shop somewhere.
He does honestly. Have a shop somewhere.
Yeah.
I thought it was all online. I just wanted a delivery driver to bring it to
just
me.
Just bring it all. Hey.
I would worry about picking up the supermarket. You can't pick up at Aldi, clearly. Well, because you don't know what you're getting.
Yeah. No, you can. You can pick up at Aldi because they're cheap and from other countries. So it's actually...
Yeah, but they look they look like one thing and then you get up close and it's like, oh, no.
Yeah.
I thought I was picking up a hot Asian. This is some German guy. with a fake tan.
I love Aldi, and nothing's cold, is it?
Nothing's cold. You know what I love about? Do you know what says so much about Aldi? That the face of their skincare range is Rhonda Birchmore.
Really?
Is it really?
Really?
Yes.
Oh my
that's
god!
That's amazing.
I know.
I want to be the face of something.
What would you be the face of?
Not Aldi.
Lettuce. Yellow cab.
What are we 5 minutes in?
5 minutes in. There we go.
I tried not to say something early on when we talked about Rosebud. I've already bitten my tongue about the lettuce once.
Get it out.
What, here at the beach?
No.
Now, while we're talking about Rhonda Birchmore, we have a letter from Bevan.
Oh, Bevan.
While we're talking about Rhonda Birchmore, we have a letter from Bevan.
Yep. Well, it'll become apparent. Because I put out a call this week. I said, look, the letters, Dear Talking Puffy letters, they're essentially our engine.
Mm.
Because we've all had the same conversation 16 times in our lives. We've known each other too long. And we need something to talk about. So,
Sorry to interrupt, but point out, like, your car and its engine, because we're actually here at the beach too, because we were going to go somewhere else, but Adam's car just died.
Which is not quite 3 years old.
Oh, great.
And now I know why Holden packed up and left. It's because they made some shit cars and they fucked off in the country.
But I love that instead of calling like RACV or dealing with the mechanic, we just got out of the car and put a note on it saying we've gone to get help and we've come down to the beach
and we can
talk.
Actually, we're recording
into a microphone.
Podcast.
Yes.
Well, apparently something like 80% of people who contest fines get off with them. So I assume if I get a fine, I'll complain.
Right. Right.
I'm a celebrity. People let me off things.
Totally.
So, dear Poofters, first of all, I promise not to bore you with the details of how much I love your Poofcast. No, please, bore us.
We're happy to be bored.
We love
by
being
that.
Bored by that.
Yep.
How it's changed my life, helped me develop into the fully rounded fag that I am today. I'll save that for my coming out monologue.
I love the idea of a fully rounded fag.
Well, he's fat. I'll save that for my coming out monologue that I'll be writing in order to complete my Certificate 3 in Performing Arts at Box Hill.
Amazing.
Can you not be funnier than us, please, Bevan?
I know, stop. Bevan's got to stop the shit. As a new drag queen...
Oh, okay, I've switched off.
Pause for groans. See, I told you it had something to do with Rhonda. Just starting out on the scene, I'm still trying to find my feet amongst the enormous personalities already established in Melbourne.
Fat.
Oh, you've come to us?
enormous personalities, yeah, you're right, fat.
Yeah. Miss Gabby.
From my experience, it seems that when it comes to my character's personality, I have two choices. I can either be an attractive combination of loud, jarring, and putrid.
Welcome to the Poofcast.
I.e. Trevor Ashley.
Hang on, did they say that or did you?
He said
that. Oh my God, Bevan, you mole.
Or I end up as a quiet, boring pseudo-woman, such as the well-known drag character of Wes Snelling. It's very black and white.
You've chosen to read it out. What? I don't want to even
listen
to anymore.
Out. Your secret's out, Wes.
So my question is, how do I make
it... I'm sorry, can you repeat that? Boring,
a quiet, boring pseudo-woman.
Have you met Tina Del
Such
Twist?
No, he's talking about the well-known drag character, Wes Snelling.
Oh. Oh, I get it.
Okay.
Oh, that I'll give. I don't mind being boring
so
and pseudo-woman.
My question is, how do I make a name for myself without having to act like a horny old pederast? Desperately chasing a few cheap laughs. Hey, I'm right here.
Right here.
At the end of the day, I want to become a popular addition to the drag scene without compromising my dignity.
Oh, well, I think that bait sailed, sweetie.
Drag.
I think the spirit of Tasmania has left the fucking port there.
Without compromising my dignity and inventing a persona that would make me want to commit a hate crime on myself. Yours sincerely, Bevan, a.k.a. Penny Sillin.
Oh, good. Well, you're off to a good start with that
I
name,
like Penny.
Yeah, Bevan.
Oh.
Well, it's a good question. Because I that's one of the things that really shits me about drag, particularly in Melbourne and Sydney, just that bitchiness.
Yeah, but it's kind of expected that you be a bitch.
It is expected, but it's so fucking tedious.
Is that why, you know how you keep saying that Tina Del Twist is not a drag queen?
Mm.
And it's a character. Is that why you do that? Because she's not bitchy. She's, I mean, she's a drunken old whore.
Well, yeah. She just, it's correct. it's different because she doesn't really fit into that drag scene. Absolutely. No. Like, do you mean on or off stage?
Yeah.
Both.
Because I just find any time, I started off trying to do a couple of drag gay bar style gigs with her, and it just didn't work, I couldn't handle you backstage.
Generally, they don't have microphones that work I had to or pull, fold back.
Yeah.
And I had to pull one, you know, a successful drag queen in Melbourne out of the cool room every 5 minutes.
Oh, really? Oh.
While she was giving head to someone who was stealing beer from the cool room. Hey. So
wow.
That kind of activity was not fun for me.
How long did you work with Monty Diamond?
A month.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That's one of the reasons. Yeah, but at the same time, there's people who really fit into that category and don't take it seriously. I think that's the thing with the bitchiness that happens. I think it's not for the faint-hearted.
No,
because people aren't. If you can go into the scenario and kind of take it like really, the people that succeed in it are people who don't take it to heart because it's just it's all part of the act.
And also the ones who succeed in that kind of bitchy persona are the ones who are actually witty and and clever. I can't stand just seeing a drag queen on stage being bitchy for the sake of being bitchy and putting people down.
There's a difference between being bitchy and just being an asshole in a dress.
Yeah.
Like just being mean. You just go, well, there's no... I want a second level. Like, if you're going to be a bitch, like, I want the second level to it. I want to see you come at an insult. Like, it's kind of like you're doing a blocky. It's like doing a hook turn.
Yeah.
It's like you get into the street from the wrong way, and you get into the insult from the left and then come around the right. No, here we are at the insult. You didn't see I was coming there.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. Yeah, there needs to be wit. There needs to be, you know. Yeah. But if you've got to be funny and clever, if you're just being bitchy, then just don't.
I'm sitting on the line of I think we're verging on the.
Oh, we're just totally.
We're just assholes.
That's true. But I went. Have you ever been to the gay bar in Darwin?
Oh, yeah. Is it Throb?
Throb. Yes. Yes.
I'm glad you bring this up. Yes.
Because yes, we were there. Yeah. Wes and I were at the only gay bar in Darwin.
You were at the gay bar in Darwin.
Yeah, indeed we were. And they had a drag show on.
Right.
And it was the weirdest drag show that I've ever seen because 10-20 minutes before the drag show started, the audience started to sit down.
Oh, that's
to watch the show. And
on
then,
the floor.
On the floor.
On the dance floor.
Yep. And then the show started and the drag queen came out and the drag queen was actually fantastic because was just totally positive and inclusive and not bitchy and not awful. But the weird thing was that everyone was just sitting and watching this show so politely and somebody got up to go to the bar from the front and the drag queen just fucking clocked this guy and turned to him and went, "Sit down before I fucking knock you down." Oh. And people in the audience were going, "Sit down, dickhead. What are you doing?" Like, because someone had wanted to go to the bar during the drag show. It was the most polite.
It was great.
It was fantastic.
It was like theatre.
Weird.
Yeah.
I had people at my comedy festival show get up and go to the bar. And my venue was like, you know, meters from the bar. Like, you had to go out a door and then
around
the corner and down the stairs.
Well, Johnny Vegas usually goes to the bar during his shows and just leaves the venue and somebody gets someone from the audience up on stage.
I just do my show at the bar.
Oh, I have been at one of those where Tina was on the bar singing.
Yes. That's what she does.
But, yeah, drag is... You know what kind of confuses me? It's like there's this... Some people want to get into drag for performing and then others get into doing drag, like... Because they want to pick up, like, they like those guys that want to have sex. You know, the drag
trade.
That stay out all night in drag.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
And there was this thing, I don't know if it still happens, but there were some friends of mine in inverted commas who would go to the, not meaning me, I mean at some actual people that I know.
Right.
I didn't do this.
Oh, okay, right, yeah, okay.
No, who would go to, like, a casino on a...
Oh,
like
yes.
Early weeknight
Monday,
in drag
Tuesday,
and would go and pick up basically married.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of gross.
It's a thing. It is. Like, it's really...
Yeah.
I actually can't even compute it. Like, I don't understand.
I ran into a drag queen at a kind of dodgy late night straight pub in Melbourne. And we walked in because it was like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning and it was the only place open. And she was sitting at the bar in this shitty little straight pub in drag. And I said, "What the fuck are you doing here?" And she said, "Oh, you know, if I come here dressed like this, I never leave alone."
Oh.
So that's the real thing, yeah.
So yeah, that's a different kind of, that's like a, that's almost bordering some sort of weird fetish.
Yeah.
And I mean, I've had sex with a drag queen before. I think we've had sex with the same drag
queen. I think we have. I was just thinking. Scott, don't you be quiet.
I'm trying to remember who it is.
Sure. Okay. But I did, the one time I, you know how you have like things you want to do in your life and you go, like, I'm
just picturing you doing a list in grade three. Just, you know, I want to be a fireman.
No, I've always wanted to do drag. Oh, like, oh. I know. You sitting at the beach is going to be a bad idea.
Hello, hot dad.
It's nice of him to help his sister out with the kids today.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yes.
But, yeah, I wanted to. I've always wanted to do it, like not as a career, but
oh, do drag, know,
yeah, do yeah, drag, yeah. And I've done it like for various things.
You were Donatella Versace.
Yeah, but I've never done it.
It's true.
Until I think it was the Christmas that I broke up from my boyfriend, so 2 years ago, and two and a bit. I was asked to do drag. It was Boxing Day.
Oh, God. Yeah, I saw the photos and of this. I went, yes,
I will do drag. So, you know, I just had to mime to a couple of numbers like I was meant to be there, like I was meant to be a drag queen. I don't even remember what my drag name was. But, yeah, it was fun. It was really good fun. I can't imagine doing it for the rest of my life.
Yeah. I'm interested in, like, I've never actually done it. Like, I've done it for kind of, you know, shows and whatever. But I've never actually been out in drag. And I'd be interested to see how differently people treat you.
Yeah.
When you go out in drag, because you're kind of on display. You're kind of like a mobile show in a way if you go out in drag.
People were scared of me because I did a high kick and my shoe came off and got someone in the head.
No. So people were scared of you because you're fucking 8 feet tall and enormous.
14 just, feet wide.
Yeah.
I look like the number 96 bus in a dress.
I found that even though, you know, we were talking about Tina Del Twist before not being drag, whatever. I mean, it's still drag. It's still,
you're
in terms of
dress.
The definition of drag, it's still drag.
But you sing songs. And have a chat. Like it's
I mean, other drag queens do too. There's just, I don't know, it's just a different thing.
It's not circuit drag, for one of the
better word. But the thing is even though, so when I've been, and I don't socialise as Tina generally unless it's a gig, you know, unless I'm getting paid.
Well, you kind of do, you're just never in costume.
Oh, stop it.
Every time we get a bit drunk, just that voice comes.
Hello, Dolly. Yeah, what do you mean? No, but, yeah, and so, but she, and times when I've been, I found that people become a heightened version of themselves when they see you dressed up.
Oh, right. Because, so it's reflected back.
Yes, which can go a couple of different ways. Yeah. It can be really patronizing.
Yeah.
It can be like, oh, darling, aren't you just, all of that. Oh, I love your boa.
You like sounded like someone we're talking about.
So, people are a heightened version of themselves. Yeah. And they either come up and they're like, you know.
Touchy.
Oh my God, you're so fabulous, and that which can be a bit annoying.
Yeah,
fucking annoying.
Yeah.
So intimidated they just don't really know what to do, or just stare in fascination.
I have trouble talking to Tina when I see her. Like, here I'm talking about her like she's not you, and
but she kind of isn't in a way, even though she is.
Because it's I don't know how you're gonna react if I say, oh hey, where's blah, blah, blah. Like if the first time I see you and you're Tina. I feel like I have to talk to Tina.
Oh, I see.
If it's at a gig.
I have that sometimes. Yeah.
Do you say hi to Tina or do you say hi to Wes? Or do you
I just say hi. I say hi. And just see.
I did not know this was a thing.
No, because sometimes you'll go, hello, Tina, and you'll talk to me as Tina. And sometimes you go, oh, my God, the most fuck thing just happened. And you'll be Wes.
Yeah. I will just take my lead.
Yeah.
But I think, most of the time
we want to be first to speak, so we can't take your lead.
Most of the time it would be if I'm at a gig in the scenario of with an audience, then I would be Tina because I think that's appropriate.
No, but backstage, like upstairs or out the back. Or I've seen you before
in the cool room sucking people off.
Yeah, in the cool room. No, the worst is when you're half Tina. Yeah. It's like I don't know when does it stop being Wes and start being like, you know, when you're not
Wes turned up half Tina.
Oh God. No, but do you know what it's all about? It's not about method and like I have to be Tina when I put the wig on.
Yeah.
It's actually more about,
well, sometimes you've got the wig and the face on, but you don't have the dress on because it's like, you know, someone's fucking dead woman's curtains.
They're still in the dry cleaners.
And they smell.
They smell really bad. It costs a lot to get them dry cleaned.
I know.
So
that's why they smell.
Spray them with tea tree oil. So,
are you listening, penicillin? Just spray it with tea tree oil. I hope you're getting a lot out of this.
It's That can go for all clothes, by the way.
Yeah. Yep.
No. Yeah. No, it can't.
No, I know. But I must know because I just said it. So it must come from somewhere. There must be a bit of truth in it somewhere.
Yeah.
I do spray Tina with tea tree oil. Anyway. Yeah, I know. I don't know where we are. We're at the beach. There's sun.
I don't know. It is possible to be a drag queen and to be entertaining without being bitchy.
Yes.
Yes.
But that wasn't very possible. I think he's looking for not being slutty, not being bitchy. Like, I think what I'm getting the impression that Penny Sillin doesn't want to be like all the drag queens.
Yeah,
that are on the circuit who are essentially, they perform for a couple of $100. Like, it doesn't even cover their wig maintenance, their makeup, their
drag's
costuming.
Expensive.
Yeah, so it must be a lifestyle thing. There must be, it's more than just performing.
It is, and I also think that you don't have to buy into it. Like, even Polly Filler.
Yeah. Right?
I mean, I don't consider her bitchy at all.
No.
No, and she's lovely.
The reality is, she's professional. She barely drinks when she, even though she might seem like she does, barely drinks when she goes to a gig. She rocks up, she's on time, she makes fabulous costumes, she has choreography.
Not always on time.
Oh, isn't she? Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, okay.
I know what I'm saying.
Oh, there we go. Her reputation shot then. All those drag bookers that listen to us. Jeez.
But you know what I mean?
She's a drag queen. They're never on time.
It's a job.
Yeah.
It's a job.
Yes.
But you're never going to make any money out of it. Same
but maybe the thing is for Penny is to do what we were talking about and to go just not, you know, if you're going to be performing, but just go out in drag and use that as kind of a workshop for coming up with your kind of personality, with your persona and see how that works.
See how it goes.
And, you know, because I don't know about you guys, if I put on a costume and just start playing, you know, it doesn't take long for a character to just kind of
when you say a costume, are you... Are you a club 80 in the sling here?
Okay. Sometimes. when I put on a costume and start playing, it makes me sound like I'm dressing up as Humphrey B. Bear and getting fisted or something. That's why I didn't wear any pants. That's why he never wore pants.
He was always getting fisted.
He was a fucking
by
fist big.
Fat Cat who had no clothes on. Fat Cat had pants and no top.
That's right. That's why Fat Cat's fur was brown.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
You know when you laugh and then you go, I shouldn't be laughing.
It's the Poofcast. Yeah.
But I do think, following on some feedback for Penny.
Yes.
I think there are no rules and the best, you're going to get further and have more fun with it if you actually just literally...
Create
develop
your own.
It as it comes along. Create your own. Don't feel like you have to do it.
Do you know what I've been loving lately? And I know we talked a lot about drag queens in the last three Poofcasts because it was Eurovision.
Yeah,
But Conchita Wurst with her beard.
Oh, yeah.
I've noticed there's a lot of, you know, beardy, mustachioed drag happening at the moment.
Mm, yeah.
Which I think is because drag queens now are so convincingly feminine. Like, remember in the old days, drag queens used to be like, it was big hair and ridiculous outfits and they look like men in dresses, like ugly men in ugly dresses. But now when you go and see performing drag queens, often they're, you know, slender-hipped twinks that have popped on a frock and you couldn't tell.
Less Priscilla, more kind of lay girls in a way.
It's but
a
yeah.
More, you know.
So I think a lot of that having facial hair is saying, no, I'm still a bloke.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm still a bloke in a dress.
What did you do with your facial hair when you did drag? Or did you shave it off?
Oh, I think I was, I was nude of face.
Ooh, nude of face.
Nude of face.
And then there's your drag name, nude of face.
Nude of face. Hi, I'm nude of face. And I did that weird thing where, it's so bizarre, where they put putty on your eyebrows.
Ah, and then draw the eyebrows
on. And then draw the eyebrows on
That's
somewhere
creepy.
Near your ears.
So creepy.
Did Monty do your makeup?
Monty did my makeup. Yeah. Monty talked me into the whole thing. And I lost a shoe performing Raining Diamonds by Ricky Lee.
Did the shoe go in? Was it inserted somewhere?
It went off into the... I did a big high kick.
Oh, wow.
So everyone saw my testicles. I did a big high kick and the shoe left.
That's great because it was
and sailed out into the crowd.
It was a fabulous, glamorous moment and a lawsuit.
It was at the Prince of Wales on like a Monday night. And it was a public holiday.
Yeah, so Molly didn't fall off a ladder, you know.
So, but they're all in their 20s, those kids. They don't notice who yet.
Yeah, that's
someone
right.
Returned the shoe. I don't even know whose shoes I was wearing.
Catch.
I don't know whose clothes I was wearing. It was just,
How fun.
It was fun.
Yeah, that's really fun, particularly when you don't have to, you don't know what you're wearing or who. Just turn up and throw things
turn
on.
Turn up, mime to a couple of songs on a, you know, the stage was essentially a piece of cardboard on top of some milk crates. Like, it was not much, there was not much to work with. Wow. Like, that's the weird thing about drag, is like, sometimes you go to, like, you know, the Greyhound where they have that fabulous huge stage and that awesome,
like,
lighting.
$1 million lighting rig.
Yeah, and that massive, massive room where they can do a big, big show with full choreography. And then sometimes it's Monday night at the back bar of the Prince of Wales and you are literally standing on a piece of cardboard.
No, but it's more often than that. It's like, it's more often the latter.
Yeah.
Which is funny because you
same as doing stand-up.
So much glamour and glitz that goes into doing drag and then you're getting ready in the public toilet.
Yeah, it is. It is the same as doing stand-up.
Getting ready in the public
toilet.
You're
kind of, you know, so many stand-up gigs, you're standing on a crate, you're standing in a stairwell or something before you go on.
I fell off stage in Sydney last week when I was there. I was performing at the Harold Park. My venue was the smoking area, which they'd just put a curtain around it. So it was still outside. It was freezing fucking cold with a curtain around it, and they occasionally would turn on the outdoor heater. but the stage was, it was not much wider than my hips. And I went over to get the microphone stand to put it back at the end of the show, and I went west.
Life is peaceful.
And I just went completely arse over tit. And I was like, okay, here we go.
Great.
What a great finish to this show.
Glamorous showbiz lifestyle.
And can we talk? I brought this up in the show, and it's been a bit controversial.
Can we talk?
Because I was, you know, I don't know. Did you see the show, Wiz? I don't think you did.
No.
But I can't invite him and everything. Send him an invite. But the show was about change and, you know, the effect that change can have on our lives. And I was talking about how the things we're terrified of can often be amazing. But on the other hand, the things that we are excited about are sometimes awful. And the reason I brought that up was because The Voice had started, and I love The Voice. It is my favourite show.
Right.
And, you know, we're all homosexuals. We're all genetically predisposed to enjoy the works of Kylie Minogue.
Indeed.
And so Kylie Minogue on The Voice should have been an amazing thing.
And?
She's fucking awful.
I disagree.
Is she?
She's awful.
I haven't watched
I disagree for two reasons.
Really?
Yes. I disagree that we're all, you know, genetically
predisposed.
Yes. Yes. because some of us go for Kylie, some of us for Bette Midler. Okay. Right. Yeah. No.
wow. It's like the American Civil War.
So it's 5% I think that's just a generational thing, whereas you're an old cunt.
So some of us have a hard-on for Danny as well.
Yeah.
But...
Well, I have another theory.
I think Kylie's got... I'm glad she's got her accent back. I'm really happy about
that. Yeah, that's nice to see. That thing has moved around continents in the
last few
years.
But what were you expecting Kylie to do? Like, I was actually nicely surprised that she was... You know, it's what it is.
I expect her to make me feel like I miss Delta.
Oh God. I do not miss Delta.
Oh, things are crook when that's the case.
Yes.
She's like Delta in that it's so much about her. It's like, hey, lady, someone's singing. Like, someone is singing a song and she's back behind there going, oh, am I going to press the button? I'm not going to press the button. Oh, yeah, I'm going to press the button. Oh, my God, oh, I'm not pressing. Look at me not pressing the button. Look at me not pressing the button.
Adam, having said that, we would all be doing the same fucking thing.
Maybe that's why I hate her.
I'd be
her so
on
much.
The stage.
Because she reminds me of me. I'm like, oh, yeah, God. Stop it, Kylie.
We'd all be getting up and joining in. Let's make this a duet.
Do you know what I do? Oh, yeah, she went out with no shoes on one day and went to hug the girl. And then she pulled glitter out of her fucking hand. Bag and threw it at someone. I'm just like, I love her. She's so annoying. But do you know what I think has happened? Because Danny Minogue is really good at the judging. Like, I love Danny on The X Factor. I think she's fucking talented. And I think Kylie's given Danny a phone call and gone, I'm thinking about doing one of these talent shows.
What do I do?
And Danny's gone, let me tell you what to do.
Right.
Here's all the things you do. And Kylie's doing those things. And now Danny's sitting at home going,
you
she listened to all
lord.
Of it. Now I'm the talented one.
Why couldn't you stay calm for once? Instead of fire on the handle.
It feels weird to say that I find Kylie annoying and shit. Like, I've always found her slightly annoying, but, you know, she would redeem herself with a shit song.
I was expecting to find her annoying, and I just was really pleasantly surprised. I thought she... I don't know. It's yes, she gets up and she swans about being the only girl, you know, kind of that
it's
stuff.
It's worse but than being the only girl. It's like she's the only star.
Yeah.
Oh, Will.i.am.
It does.
What have you been doing with yourself lately? Oh, I love lately.
I love Will.i.am.
Really?
I want him to touch me.
Oh, you love him like that.
Oh, what we get up.
You love everyone like that.
Yeah. He's got a pulse, hasn't he?
I don't know what to say. Yeah.
He looks like he could be driving a cab. Speed.
Bring back all the old, the oldies, but the goodies.
Yeah, you really did have to blow the dust off that one before you said it, didn't
lettuces,
you?
Bottle tops.
Bottle top. I feel like we've lost our way.
We have. Yes. But we were talking about drag queens.
I don't think we ever found it.
We've never had a way, I don't think.
No, that's true.
But yeah, well, thanks for coming, Wes.
That's it. What am I leaving?
Yeah,
I'm getting kicked out of my beach.